Good morning. This is Long Island Morning Edition on 88.3 WLIW-FM, heard across the East End and on 96.9 FM in Central and Western Suffolk. I'm Michael Mackey. Bolstered lifeguard staff and more drones buzzing above Long Island State beaches are part of a stepped-up state effort to find sharks lurking offshore, Governor Kathy Hochul said yesterday. Vera Chinesi and John Valenti report on Newsday.com that the governor's announcement of heightened surveillance is the latest attempt to stem shark attacks and prevent additional swimmers from being bitten. In the past 3 weeks, there have been at least 4 confirmed shark bites off Long Island's South Shore beaches and possibly a fifth, and multiple sightings reported by lifeguards, police, and beachgoers. 2 of the shark attacks occurred in waters off Smith Point County Park in Shirley, and 2 more off Fire Island. None of the attacks were life-threatening. There were 3 shark sightings Saturday at Jones Beach and another Sunday at Lido Beach in Nassau County. State parks will increase lifeguard staffing at ocean beaches by 25%, which the governor's office said translates to 2 to 4 lifeguards present at each field. They will utilize overtime to account for the increase. Long Island State Parks are fully staffed with about 500 lifeguards, thanks in part to 21% pay raises for downstate lifeguards approved by the state in June, according to park officials. Those staffers are prepared to put in the extra hours, said Ryan Clark, president of the New York State Lifeguard Corps, the lifeguard union. Drone surveillance for sharks will expand to 11 miles from 4. Jones Beach will get an additional 2 drones. Robert Moses State Park will receive a 2nd drone. And Heather Hill State Park will get its first. New York Governor Kathy Hochul is ordering state agencies to increase monitoring of sharks following several attacks off Long Island in recent weeks. We are taking action to expand patrols for sharks and protect beachgoers from potentially dangerous situations. I encourage all New Yorkers to listen to local authorities and take precautions to help ensure safe and responsible beach trips this summer, Hochul announced yesterday. Actions include deploying patrol boats, drones, and helicopters on the South Shore, along with more public outreach on the dangers of the marine predators. Whether it's land, sea, or air, we're going to be having more robust patrols on the shorelines, Hochul said at a Monday press conference in Suffolk County. State parks will also boost lifeguards at ocean beaches by 25% by having them work overtime. Long Island State Parks now have 13 licensed drone operators on staff and counting, up from 1 at this time last year, said George Gorman, Long Island Regional Director for the State Office of Parks, Recreation, and Historic Preservation. We can cover from end to end Jones Beach, Robert Moses, and Montauk with the drones we have deployed. In addition to ordering more shark patrols covering New York State beaches on Long Island's South Shore following some early summer attacks, Governor Kathy Hochul has also directed the State Department of Environmental Conservation to issue a series of safety tips aimed at minimizing shark interactions. These include avoiding areas with seals and keeping away from schools of bait fish. The agency recommends that bathers also avoid where people are fishing and murky water. Other tips: avoid swimming at dusk, dawn, or nighttime. Be sure to stay close to shore and swim, paddle, kayak, and surf in groups. Serious shark attacks are rare, experts say. The lifetime threat of a fatal shark attack is 1 in 3.7 million. Joseph Grippo, the Montauk man whose murder trial was to begin yesterday, was allowed to plead guilty to manslaughter in the first degree. He will be sentenced in September to a fixed term of 20 years in state prison. T.E. McMorrow reports on 27East.com that Grippo, who has been incarcerated in the Suffolk County Jail since his arrest, admitted in court on Monday to planning the murder, bludgeoning to death Robert Casado, also of Montauk, in Kirk Park on the morning of June 6, 2019. After hiding in the bushes in the early morning hours, he ambushed Casado on a secluded path used by locals as a shortcut between the Shepherd's Neck neighborhood and downtown Montauk. It was a path Casado used daily as he walked to work. Grippo told the court he planned the murder in detail, purchasing a small pickaxe at Riverhead Building Supply to use against Casado, who had moved in with an ex-girlfriend of Grippo's. After the murder, covered in blood, Grippo had a friend drive him home, where he cleaned up and went out to work at a landscaping company in downtown Montauk. Grippo said he disposed of the pickaxe during the day at the recycling center in Montauk. Yesterday was supposed to be a day about scheduling, with jury selection scheduled for today. Over 70 jurors were standing by at the Riverhead Courthouse. Grippo was facing a charge of murder in the first degree and 25 years to life in prison if convicted. The deal he took was a deal District Attorney Ray Tierney's office had offered him earlier this year. Instead, Grippo will be serving 20 years in state prison, not a life term for murder. Riverhead's Downtown Revitalization Initiative Local Planning Committee voted yesterday to recommend 10 projects for funding through the $10 million Downtown Revitalization Grant awarded to the town in January. Alec Lewis reports on RiverheadLocal.com that the bulk of the funding recommended by the committee would go to projects at and around the town's two major downtown revitalization projects, the new town square on East Main Street and a transit-oriented development project near the Riverhead Railroad Station. The committee's recommendations total just over $13.4 million. Of that amount, almost $7.2 million would be granted to town-sponsored proposals, and $2.75 million would go to the town's designated master developer for the transit-oriented development area. The committee was tasked with developing a list of $12 million to $15 million in funding recommendations, though the state of New York will only award $9.7 million in grant funds, with the remaining $300,000 of the $10 million grant covering planning expenses. The state's DRI consultants, Perkins Eastman, will prepare Riverhead's strategic investment plan. A 16-year-old boy in possession of a 9mm handgun is facing a felony firearm charge after being arrested by Riverhead Police Sunday afternoon. Denise Civiletti reports on RiverheadLocal.com that police state that officers responding to a commercial burglary alarm at 185 Old Country Road at about 4:38 p.m. on Sunday located four people at the rear of the building. One of the subjects was acting in a suspicious manner and was not compliant with the officer, according to the press release. After further investigation, he was found to be in possession of a 9mm handgun. The juvenile was taken into custody and transported to Riverhead Police Headquarters for arrest processing. He was charged with one count of criminal possession of a firearm, a Class E felony. A Greenport man who allegedly sold cocaine mixed with fentanyl to two men who died of an overdose last year has been indicted in federal court, his attorney confirmed. Levane Creighton is now facing a mandatory 20 years in prison if convicted, said criminal defense attorney Lane Bubka of Riverhead. Grant Parpan in the Suffolk Times reports that while the contents of the indictment have not been made public, a spokesperson for the Suffolk County District Attorney's Office confirmed that Creighton is now facing federal charges. As a result, the state's case against him has been dismissed. News of the federal indictment comes just shy of 4 months after Creighton had manslaughter charge against him dropped in state court. In his March decision to dismiss the top charge against Creighton, Suffolk County Supreme Court Judge John Collins said, "The people did not present legally sufficient evidence to demonstrate whether defendant was aware of and consciously disregarded a substantial and justifiable risk that death would result from his alleged actions of selling cocaine mixed with fluorofentanyl to decedents, that the risk constituted a gross deviation from the standard of conduct that a reasonable person would observe in the situation," end quote. Former Suffolk County District Attorney Timothy Sinney had linked Creighton directly to the death of Swainson Brown, the former chef at the Pridwin Hotel on Shelter Island, and Matthew Lapiana of East Marion. Creighton was still facing 14 other charges in connection with the sale of the drugs to the two men, who were among six local residents who overdosed in a one-week period in August of 2021. Now he faces a 20-year mandatory federal sentence. This has been Long Island Local News on Long Island's only NPR station, WLIW-FM. I'm Michael Mackey.